This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Here we go. It's Hour 4, GBAC Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Expressway is coming up in 20 minutes, 15 minutes, really. We'll reset you on some of the explosive takes Micah Parsons had today with assembled Cowboys reporters. Time now for an edition of The Finest. Here's your chief.
Okay, we discussed earlier just how annoying the Lions have become. They were likable. We appreciate them, but they've been disrespectful. So I'm not thrilled to bring you the news that apparently, reportedly, allegedly, after Lions running back David Montgomery spent the last few days consulting with medical experts, sources are now optimistic that the star avoided the season-ending surgery that was initially feared. Montgomery will rehab with the hope that he can return at some point in the postseason.
Wow.
Okay.
They finally caught a break up there. I mean, if you of all the injuries they've had.
I mean, if they get him back and he's
some good news at least.
Yeah, if he's usable, yeah. I mean, you might have a Super Bowl where you have Montgomery and old Aiden Hutchinson who keeps proclaiming that he will be back for the Super Bowl if they make it. So, yeah, we'll see. I don't know how effective or, you know, how quickly they can get him back on the field here. If they get the one seed, that'll buy him obviously an extra week, but maybe
they
it's
get that bleep maybe, those guys.
Maybe it's not all for
going to the Rams.
All for not there.
I do root for teams to break their like century or half century drought.
Yeah,
it's probably even longer for that 3/4 of a century drought for the Lions. They've never won this actual Super Bowl, right? Yeah, no.
They've never been to.
They've never been to a Super Bowl.
They're starting to be unlikable with how much they're trash talking the Cowboys.
Yeah, America's team.
But yeah, you know, on a Cowboys note, I think we should be encouraged by teams that can break 3/4 century droughts from the Super Bowl because we're probably going to need that here.
Yeah, damn right. And you got just some crossover with Dan Campbell, Aaron Glenn. You know, there are some Cowboy ties, but certainly the way they've conducted themselves, I just never really thought
the Ford
of them
Motor Company
as hateable. Yeah, bleep those guys, right?
It's funny that the Ford family, they're like, yeah, we'll give you money so you can help your franchise, and here they are, you know, winning.
Yeah,
more than you.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of back scratching going on there. Am I crazy for thinking though? I feel like it could end up being a blessing because of Gibbs' explosiveness, right? You're handing it to Montgomery. That's going to do great job getting through an 18-week season, right? But once we're in big games, sure, you want the physical runner, but just a couple of huge plays from Gibbs, extra touches for him. You know, he's more difficult to game plan for as well because he's better catching out of the backfield.
He's a good receiver.
We'll see. I'm sure they can use all the injury luck they can get at this point. And I guess it turned out to just be an MCL sprain.
Yeah, I guess that ultimately that must be what it is, a sprain more so than a tear.
He might be superhuman,
dude. Finally just found the right doctor is what it was. He was on his third opinion.
The Jason Witten, right?
The Jason Witten doctor.
I need the doctor to tell me what I want to hear. Okay, this is not something that's torn. I can play on this. Thank you. Huh.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. When you go expected yards per carry, David Montgomery is at about 4 yards expected per carry, and he gets pretty much exactly what he's expected. When you look at Jahmyr Gibbs, he's expected like a little over 4.5 yards per carry, and he gets over 5.5 yards per carry.
But not crazy.
So, but remember,
higher workload. And,
it's a 1-2 punch. And, you know, you got to wear down the defense before Gibbs can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's certainly nice when you just have the combo platter of different styles and keeping dudes fresh, but I'm sure Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be rocking and rolling here, and they'll just be crossing their fingers that he stays healthy. Now, elsewhere, you're going to get Spencer Rattler starting for the Saints this weekend. You also have Rashad Bateman, wide receiver for the Ravens, and they got a game obviously on Saturday versus the Steelers, huge AFC North battle for the division, and Rashad Bateman is dealing with a foot issue, and he's wearing a boot, so he might not be playing on Saturday. Something to monitor there. Elway, a documentary about the life and career of John Elway, is coming to Netflix. So they're just hammering away at these documentaries, man. These sports documentaries must be really, really good for business, because yeah. You got the SEC football one, obviously. You just had the Aaron Rodgers one drop, and I'm one episode in, and it's definitely interesting, keeping me around. Even my wife is enjoying it. So, and then, of course, the Jerry doc that we've known about, but that'll be coming out. They just said 2025, right? They didn't give, like, a specific time of when it's actually.
I bet it'll end up being probably in the summer leading into the season would be my guess.
That's what Derek Eagleton was thinking, too, yeah.
I mean, these shows are great. They're binge watchable. Sports continues to grow, not only in the market share, but in the mind share of people. You know, more people than ever are consuming it. In short, we made a great decision getting into sports media, gentlemen.
No question about that. All right, we have more on the Woody Johnson bombshell story today in The Athletic.
Nice. I love this story.
It just keeps getting better.
Well, we know about the Madden stuff with Jerry Jeudy, and of course, that's not the only time he's pointed to Madden ratings to try and justify making or not making a decision. So one of the paragraphs reads, Johnson's reference to Jeudy's Madden rating was, to some in the Jets organization, a sign of his son Brick and Jack's influence. Another example came when Woody Johnson pushed back on signing free agent guard John Simpson due to a lackluster awareness rating in Madden.
Wow. Oh, no, this can't be. We're really doing this?
This is real. This is a real story from a credible journalistic outlet.
And now that College Game Day is back, I'm wondering why Woody even has a scouting department.
Just look at the game.
You can get all the ratings off the college players, too.
That's how he builds his board.
Who's the highest rated on college football?
That's a great idea. Yeah, so he didn't want them to sign this guard, John Simpson, because, again, it was a lackluster awareness rating in Madden. The Jets ended up signing this guy anyways, and he's had a solid season. Pro Football Focus has him as the eighth best guard in the NFL this year. So at least there is some, like, overriding power where you don't just have to say, okay, because Woody Johnson has this Madden issue with a player, we can't sign him, because they still ended up signing him. It's just so funny that it boiled down to the awareness. Like, he's pointing that out about a guard, and it's turned out to be a top 10 guard in the sport this year. So this is an all-timer, man. I mean, Jets radio must be on fire today with, I mean, the calls from Jets radio. We should have done some spying.
Dude, yeah. Inflammatory.
How many receptions over 30 yards do you believe, would you guess, that Tyreek Hill has this year? Catches over 30 yards.
I mean, this has got to be like four.
I'm going to go with maybe one. I don't think he's had one since the beginning of the season.
Donut?
Fantasy hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. Tyreek Hill hasn't had a reception over 30 yards since week one.
Oh, no.
So,
yeah, my fantasy team's felt it all year.
It's a very tough situation. And really shocking. And I wonder.
With Tua back, it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, even with Tua back, it really has not mattered for them whatsoever when it comes to the Tyreek Hill super beast production. I think it was probably the play where he got he was acting like he was getting arrested because it was the first, it was on the heels of him being arrested before the game. I think that was the play.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Where he had his 30-yard reception and he hasn't had one since.
Jeez.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Okay, why is Josh Allen having the type of season he's having, especially over the last 3 weeks? Well, he did get engaged to Hollywood starlet Hailee Steinfeld 3 weeks ago, and the run he's on is freaking ridiculous. Here's his offensive lineman, Deion Dawkins, discussing what's been the big difference for what appears to be this season's NFL MVP.
The fact that Josh is having fun, bro, we're all having fun. And, you know, I don't want to keep bringing energy to it, but I'm telling you, like, when you have a strong female behind you and when you're in the right mental space of going home and everything is peaceful and going, like, to your cell phone and seeing a heart in your phone and it just makes you bubble or something, it's something about it. He's having fun because everything around him is right. And because he's right, we're right. And because we're right, he's right. It's a fun year.
You really think Haley has something to do with it?
What did I just say? Yeah. Right. That's what we're talking about.
I mean, come on. That's what I'm talking about. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, since getting engaged, 14 touchdowns, over 1,000 yards, zero turnovers, not a fumble, not an interception, wow. And also he's been sacked zero times. So since being engaged, things have, I mean, he was having a good season, but this 3-week stretch that he's on is out of this world ridiculous.
Do we have any kids yet?
No, just got on the knee and proposed a hand. I think it was like during their bye week, like 3 weeks ago or whatever.
You know, so for me, it was when I had my first daughter back in 2011. On a dime, it just pivoted so much in my life, the work ethic, the seriousness about stuff, you know. And I suppose starting a family in this way could kick in some sort of added feeling of responsibility, maturity. So I wouldn't be surprised if there is a definitive impact on that.
Yeah, he's on the cloud nine of love. But I'm with you when it comes to, it's the fatherhood thing that really, I mean, yeah. Imagine what the level up will be when he gets dad strength and he gets dad perspective.
Oh, it's scary.
We could be talking about the best ever.
Maybe.
Josh Allen, ladies and gentlemen.
He's definitely making a case now for this being a two-man show at the top of the quarterback pyramid. He seems to get
the postseason success, like just push through and finally get the championship.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only
thing that he's been lying. He's lost to Burrow and Mahomes in the playoffs. That's
yeah.
it.
I mean, in that divisional round game at Arrowhead a few years ago, the overtime yeah. barn burner was an all-timer. So congratulations to him and Ms. Yes, Steinfeld. I wonder if it's going to be Josh Allen Steinfeld.
I don't know how you play that.
If he's crediting her this much, you know, if the teammates, the entire locker room's like, this is a different version of you since being with her.
Yeah.
Maybe he goes hyphenated last name. That'll be his demise.
I love it, Chief. Thank you so much. Edition of the Finest is in the books. Let's hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top. LA Live is coming up at 5:40. Will Micah Parsons be rooting for the Eagles this week? You know, they got to beat Washington for the Cowboys to stay alive, and he's from Philly. We'll reset you on some of the juicy things he had to say today and the rest of the world of sports here coming up.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Next in the nation. Welcome back, nation. Let's hit the expressway. We're going commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up in about 16 and a half minutes. Okay, segment's brought to you by Ciroc Vodka. Please drink responsibly. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. The expressway presented by the on-time experts. And it is time for the Buffalo Wild Wings Football Hour, presented by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Where B-dubs is football.
And Kansas Masterpiece will be right there by the Speedway tomorrow.
Ooh, oh, that's right. Neck of the woods, huh?
Buffalo Wild Wingin'.
That's a nice spot up there. They got a lot going on.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Whenever I went to high school, it was a dead zone. It was just the D-Mart, which was the Dandy Mart, but all the Andy and Dandy fell off. So it was just the D. It was just D-Mart. And they sold katanas. They had freaking...
They sold katanas?
They had ninja stars, nunchucks, different types of paraphernalia, little toys, and then also you could get your Arizona iced tea for 99 cents. It was a one-stop shop, dude.
Man, that sounds amazing.
I'm talking D-Mart. About you could throw a rock from your home room to the D-Mart, and you're like in 11th grade.
Perfect.
Now, though, it is popping like crazy.
It's booming.
Yeah, they got a Buc-ee's up there. Dude, they got
the Buc-ee's. They got the Tanger Outlet Malls. Yeah. They got the Twin Peaks with the Eats, the Drinks, and the Scenic Views. But, of course, they got the B-Dubs there as well. KNC Masterpiece playing
the
flag.
Love the B-Dubs.
Right on. I know Tarrant County always turns out. Is that they still do. Tarrant County up there? Is that Denton County, maybe?
That's a good question.
Denton. I think the Speedway's in Denton County.
Is that
County?
Denton County?
Technically, yeah. Denton County.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's jump into your news of the day here with everything developing. Just something to get out of the way, and I'd love to hear if you guys think this guy still has some potential. Justin Rogers back with the Cowboys and wearing his number 96 practice jersey. 2024 seventh rounder signed off the Bengals practice squad. So is this has journeyman written all over it? Is there any reason to believe he can do something still, guys?
You know, I kind of felt like, though, that we were talking about this when I was on the break today of what do you remember about him? And the fact that they were rolling guys in there as much as they were, or trying to, you know, and it didn't seem like it was one of those things where you're kind of like going, okay, well, this guy needed to be on the roster. And then all of a sudden he's not even on the practice squad and he ends up in Cincinnati. This to me has a lot to do, I think, with, you know, they're in a situation where they're probably looking for next year and maybe some depth and some guys that they liked. And it saves them from having to potentially use a draft pick again. Yeah. Or, you know, and they there's a guy that they worked with that they liked. But they couldn't, you know, I just don't remember a whole hell of a lot of being out there every day in practice feeling like, man, we got to have this guy here.
Yeah.
And I just don't. But that's sometimes you do this for depth, thinking about, you know, the future signings and things like that. They have a roster spot because of the injuries. Why don't you go poach a guy and you know, and maybe it takes you not for 2024, but for 2025. It also helps this kid, by the way, I think I'm right about this, that, if he's active or if he's on the roster for three games, he gets a year of credit for his pension.
That's good.
So it's beneficial for him to make this move and not just stay on the Bengals practice squad.
I think, the thing I remember the most was he seemed ahead of Mozzie to me. It was more so like Justin Rogers going through these drills, and it was kind of like, Mozzie, where are we? But things must have faded for him over the course of camp.
Well, best of luck to him. Welcome back to Dallas. Micah Parsons is one of those guys that you want to have around for a long time. Unless a team offers you like three firsts, and then you'd have to consider it. But that's probably not going to happen, even though he's worth it. Had an absolute banger of a media session this afternoon. I'm reading off John Machota's Twitter account, but a number of talking points coming off of it. Not a fan of the current transfer portal structure in college football. Asked if he was offered $5 million in a Lamborghini in the portal if he would leave. He said, no, I'm built off love and loyalty. Okay, so, you know, this might, you know, just go right hand in hand with his approach to free agency, but sticking in the college football, arena here, I think, you know, my biggest complaint with that line of thinking would be the coaches never showed love and loyalty. The programs ripping your scholarship never showed love and loyalty. For the first time, the players actually have a way to fight back on a system that was built to exploit them. And now that, you know, there's so many complaints about the portal and everything that comes along with it. And I get those complaints. I mean, you want continuity as a coach. Having to recruit these guys every year is terrible. But I think from there, we can maybe reach some sort of a compromise or fair deal between the two sides. Because in order to have a fair deal, both sides need to have power and leverage. And now the players do. But it was cool to see, you know, Micah, you know, favoring love and loyalty to that extent in that conversation. He also made it clear he doesn't need to be the highest paid defensive player. It'd be nice to be surrounded by good players. Players are going to help you win championships. I want to keep as many guys as possible, and I want to work with them as much as possible. I don't need $40 million per year. I need to be somewhere where I can have a lake house. So he's just like you, Brian. He's just like, man, as long as I get a lake house and I'm going to be retired and comfortable and have security, I'm good.
Yeah, his lake house will be really, really nice. Probably got a really nice big old bass boat out there, too.
He did say he would like a new contract before the start of training camp. The Cowboys have not been good at getting deals done on schedule for quite a while.
Yeah.
But if you're talking like that, like Jalen Smith jumped the line. Remember, you know, when he was willing to take what the Cowboys thought was a team-friendly deal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this one will get done, Brian?
Well, I think it's going to be different because of David Mulugeta. I think this agent is he is going to negotiate very, very hard. Adam Pacifica, Todd Williams, Stephen Jones, they're going to have their hands full, you know, capable negotiators. And, you know, if Micah gives David marching orders to do this and say, hey, let's get this done, then maybe you can. But, you know, they know that this deal is on the horizon. So they have an idea of the parameters of what they can do and can they make it work. But I know with David, he is going to try and get every dime he can for this guy, and he probably will.
He was asked about, you know, the off season and his plans and if he could hold out, and he said, I got to be around the guys. There's a chemistry part. I still got to be there for that part. What do you think, Wolchuk? Is Micah going to be around this off season? Do you see him as a holdout threat?
I hope not. I mean, it sounds like he won't be, but we have heard him say things and then the actions don't necessarily match that. I do think we've seen some tremendous strides. Maybe we should credit the agent and the people around him for helping him when it comes to maturity and accountability and some of those things. But I think as of now, I'd lean yes. I think he is. I think he's learned and saw the importance, especially how slow the defense came about. And maybe they've got a new defensive coordinator again next year. We'll see what happens with the coaching staff. But I'd like to think that he learned that it is very important for him to be part of this thing.
Yeah, but we have no idea what type of sumo wrestling excursions might present themselves.
Maybe Bleacher Report has him and CJ Stroud going out there and doing something again. That could be very possible. I don't know what the schedule is in the offseason.
Yeah, you know, I want to wonder, did their first half defensive struggles have anything to do with his absence? But he's been so great, and his impact has been so massive. I think the play kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that the coaches and the players really didn't have very good marriage of this the thing to start out. You know, we saw some things in training camp and all that maybe this would be encouraging. But overall, though, the coaches didn't teach it well enough and the players surely didn't pick it up.
You know, another thing in training camp, Micah was talking about being more vocal and going around to some of his guys and saying, are you good? How are we doing over here? If he'd been there at OTAs working with Mike Zimmer, whose relationship really didn't get going until the season was underway, you know, maybe you could hammer some of those things out a little bit earlier.
And the buy-in aspect of it. I mean, that's what Chauncey Golston talked about with Brad Schamter in the Cowboys Hour. And he said, when you have success with one defensive coordinator like Dan Quinn, it's kind of like, okay, we did things this way. Now you're doing something differently. I don't know for sure if it's going to work this other way. It's almost you've got to see on the field that success. But maybe if you see your best player in a Micah Parsons fully buying in and committing, then everybody else is going to follow suit. Early on, I mean, he said there's going to have to be some kind of coming together when it comes to Mike Zimmer. Like, Zim wants to do one thing one way. I want to do something else. We're going to have to compromise here. And it seems like now he's on the same page and fully bought into whatever Zim's wanting him to do.
Yeah, and Zim had some great things to say about him this week. There's a piece, I believe, in The Athletic from Mashota as well. Zim said, we have a good relationship. He came up to me during the game Sunday and said, we need to run this. And I said, dude, it's the 2-minute drill. Can you relax? It starred on the sheet right here. You see it? And he was like, okay. He means well, and he's very smart, concluding he's brilliant. So that's high praise for any coach to a player when you're, you know, talking about what's going on between the ears. That's what allows a guy to go to the next level. Now, I would imagine if I'm on the Cowboys and I'm tuning in early Sunday for Eagles and Commanders, we have the Sunday night game, I'm rooting so strongly for Philadelphia to keep our slim playoff hopes alive. I mean, Washington's bad enough that they could lose all three games. And if you luckily win all three, I mean, the chances are less than 1% right now. But Mike has said, nope, at this point, it's bleep Philly. How would you look at that, Brian? I mean, I can make exceptions if it's in my own benefit.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I think Micah takes the attitude that a lot of Cowboy fans are. I mean, there's people on Twitter all the time. You're trying to explain who, okay, somebody will say, hey, Broadus, who do we need to win tonight? And you explain it, and then you'll have 17 people say, there's no way in hell I can root for Philadelphia. I'm sorry, I don't care how bad it is.
I know.
Should have won the games earlier in the year. You know, that's the kind of, and you're like, I'm just trying to tell you your best path to victory or your best path to the playoffs. But people, they just cannot bring themselves to root for that team in Philadelphia. They just can't.
Yeah, I'm right there with them. You know, I think there's just something about that fan base, and especially with their success they've had recently with Washington fading and New York fading the way it is. There's a clear number one villain. Okay, trailer's out for a new Cowboys show on Netflix. Quote, America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys. That is the title of it. Looking forward to watching it. The money quote, Jerry Jones says it's bigger than winning football games. I'm sure he's proud of that. Brian, what do you know? Are we going to learn something about Jerry that we don't know yet?
This will be interesting because this is probably the last one. You know what I'm saying? It's probably the last big... This documentary or this series took a long time. It took a year and some this year as well to kind of pull it all together. I think this was the one that's probably going to tell the story that he wants to tell. But I do believe the way that the Netflix people operate, they're going to tell the story the way they want to tell it. And you know, Jerry's going to give them access, and he has in all this, so I think this is probably the final one, and I think that maybe we will learn some things about Jerry Jones that we did not know, just because I think this is the last one.
I mean, I'm hoping for at least 3 or 4 segments out of this show. You know, some great audio.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that we'll get that.
A good controversy.
I'm a little bit. I mean, I'm going to see it, and I'll watch it. I remember being so disappointed and underwhelmed with Netflix, the Florida Gator documentary they did, Swamp Kings.
Was that one of the Untold Stories ones? Because that one has been criticized for not really telling the real stories.
You barely got into any Aaron Hernandez, a lot of the off-the-field stuff with Florida. It was almost just kind of like a puff piece for Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow is kind of how it felt.
That's what I don't need.
And I'm scared that and look, Netflix has come out with a lot of great stuff, and they don't hide anything when it comes to like Drive to Survive and a lot of that stuff. So I'm hopeful that we won't get that with
What
this.
About the wrestling dude, McMahon?
I didn't see the McMahon deal.
See, they, from what I understand, they went after McMahon. They went after the sexual stuff that he did. All the things. So that's kind of where you're thinking that maybe that Netflix is like, listen, I don't have time for you to tell me what we can and cannot do here.
Sure.
Well, and you know, earlier you said that, and I've been thinking about it. And if I think that's a great marketing message from Netflix, but I think Jerry Jones is so powerful in the world of television entertainment that if we got into fetishes and kink and weird juicy details, I think he can pick up the phone and get something like that to hit the editing room floor.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I just wonder, why didn't Vince McMahon not do it? I mean, he's a billionaire dude too. I mean,
I wonder the
has
timing.
He been stripped of his power? Did Vince McMahon have?
I'm just, I don't know. That's a great question.
I'm believing that Netflix is going to do us right, and maybe it's not all going to be sizzle. But I think there's going to be enough of it that you're going to go, huh.
That was good.
Okay, I understand that.
I mean, if the opening scene is going into his office overlooking the practice field and he's smiling and, you know, talking about how when he bought this team, he was never going to go on a magic carpet ride with his family and he's the most lucky man in the world, I think at that point I'll just hit stop and wait for anything on social media to prompt me to pick it back up. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes will start for the Chiefs in Saturday's game against the Texans at Arrowhead Stadium despite sustaining a high ankle. He did look good out there, said Reed, moved around pretty good. You're always looking to make sure they can get out of the way, not to further any harm to them. So that's what I look at. So they're confident or perhaps unconfident in Carson Wentz and feeling like that number one seed is very important to them. So he's going to play. Stars defense and goaltending let him down for the first time in over a week. Yeah. Leafs got 3 goals in 5 minutes last night there in the second period, and they end up winning the game 5-3. Man, what's going on with Toronto? The Stars are now 0-5-2 in their last 7 against them.
The Leafs have the Stars number. It's okay, though. If you ever caught them, one, they won't make it to a Cup final. But if they ever did, they'll find a way to choke.
I'll tell you what, though. What was interesting, though, with Dallas being down 2 goals and, you know, and pulling the goalie there, I mean, and almost bringing it back, you kind of felt like the momentum was on Dallas' side to maybe get the equalizer there, but... Man,
I wonder if there's a little fatigue going on. You get the flu that's spreading throughout the team. You didn't have Thomas Harley last night. Those might be. I mean, look, they're excuses. They are. Yeah. But I just throwing something because that second period was so awful.
It was bad.
They'll host the Rangers tomorrow. I got a Mavs note here real quick, and then we're going to get to LA Live in about a minute. FC Dallas announcing the signing of free agent defender Lalas Abubakar to a 2-year contract. He's a really good defender, been playing for the Colorado Rapids. 29-year-old is a Ghana international player, so he appears for them in international competitions, and FC Dallas desperately needing defensive help. Luka not playing tonight against the Clippers, but he's in the news. Morning News with a piece about the Luka Doncic Foundation had its public launch today, a campaign to revitalize and grow youth sports, spearheading the cause with a financial pledge of $2.5 million. He said, I would say just to get the kids to enjoy basketball without pressure. Just like me when I was young after school, I always went outside and played some hoops. That's the goal. Talks about the joy he gets from the game, which is crazy because it looks like he's in a battle out there. You know, I would think of joy like with Steph Curry. You know, there's a guy who's having a lot of fun playing, but he invited 750 kids from the Dallas area tonight to attend the game against the Clippers. 7 out of 10 kids walk away from sports by age 13, though. That's pretty big. He says, when I'm on the court, I'm having fun. It feels like the ball is smiling back at me. That's classic. Yeah,
they got bald guys like me knocking the ball out of their hand. That's why they give up sports.
It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has LA Live.
Only Jerry stories I want to hear is from David Wells.
Oh, that'd be juicy. Yes.
Fascinating breakfast guy. I mean, I love going to breakfast with him on those road trips.
Those are the stories I want to hear because David Wells knows the real stories out here.
He knows.
He knows where the bodies are buried.
He does.
Netflix, holla at David Wells.
Yeah.
Tap Roosevelt on the shoulder. There you be like, go. Roosevelt, I need some stories.
Yeah. Or Fix It Rich.
Let's go.
Wow. That'd be something.
Let's go. All right, let's get into a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, two squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke.
Oh, yeah.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Don't you think we're hood in the air?
Everybody get high.
I'm 54. I'm recently divorced from a 34-year marriage. My question is, how long should I wait before I...
You waited long enough.
Today.
You waited long enough.
Tonight. Right now.
Okay, are there any tables in the house? Who's the baby?
Hey, me? Me? I'm single.
Take my number down.
Oh,
okay.
No. What's your number?
It's 346. Hey,
hey, hey. Hey, hey, we got
346.
Hey.
Wait, check out the back, though.
Oh. She said, check out the back, though. Hey, we can go right now. We can go right now.
Oh,
hey, we can go right now.
Wow. She said, check out the back, though.
Excited.
grandma was feeling herself. This is LA Live for Thursday, December 19th, 2024. It is a Thirsty Thursday, Ladies Night Edition of LA Live. That's right, ladies. It is shine time. It's shine time. This 15 minutes is for you. This whole 15 minutes is for you because this is all I got for you. Always for the ladies. But first, let's get this on out the way here. Unbelievable ending for G-Bag of the day today. I just knew Broadus and Woolchuck's disagreement about having your star player return kicks and punts would be the highlight of this moment. I thought so, but it didn't. Chiafalo snuck one past the goalie.
Yeah,
he did. It got kind of weird during the voting.
I demand a recount.
Yeah, hey. Hey, little Starlink. Yeah, Chiafalo right here. He's just answering any question out there thrown on the G-Bag Nation. Any question you throw, Chiafalo's going to answer it, buddy. Even if it's Mr. Dawson just asking for some audio.
Okay, we go to Jerry with Sean and RJ. Things going much more smoothly, you know, this time of year. And this was a very interesting question. Are McCarthy and Zimmer tied together because they're both in the expiring year of their contracts? We're going to get Jerry.
Well, in a way, I do. And, especially after the last ball game.
I didn't have a strong answer.
What'd you even ask?
Yeah, I love how you attacked it, though. Let's see here.
I have no idea.
When you think about it.
I was definitely going to dance for about 10 seconds before I figured out where I was.
Man, I ain't mad at that. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Ladies Night. It's for you, ladies. This 15 minutes is for you. And ladies, I'm going to confess with you, be honest with you. I'm totally convinced that most of these athletes are weirdos. They're really good at what they do and come in their sport. But when it being social and just understanding their environment, hey, I don't know. Too many hours on a practice field, I guess. You didn't get out there and socialize with people as much. And a whole lot of people were kissing your behind, too, because you're so great at your...
Never heard no.
Yeah, that, exactly.
Never heard no.
And there's a culture of, you know, the people observing you are haters, you know? Anything negative, haters, you know, I'm blocking that out, so... It's tough to get the truth, you know. You got to be accountable.
Not socialized well. They're kind of weirdos, especially after watching Travis Hunter and his old girl. Travis Hunter's out here trying to explain all of his old lady's bad behavior away. Just refuses to look at her and say, yeah, that looks kind of funny.
Yeah.
Not saying you can't be in love with the girl. I'm just saying that looks kind of funny, bro.
She's
kind of selfish right now.
Yeah,
she's young. She'll probably grow out of it, but she's definitely very selfish right now. Yeah. And you're trying to explain away all of her bad behavior. But I'm not going to dwell on that. This right here is for former cornerback Dominique Foxworth. He said Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts is getting a pass over other NFL quarterbacks because he's a handsome fellow. That's some hating right there.
Yeah.
Man, y'all should be giving him a harder time, but y'all won't because he looks good.
He's too pretty.
Wait, is that a compliment?
Yes. God, that was the weirdest thing I've heard this week. I was like, that's kind of weird, man. Now, I understand Jalen Hurts does look like Shamar Moore. He looks just like him.
Okay.
But come on, fam. What are we talking about here?
Jalen Hurts is benefiting from pretty privilege.
Pretty privileged.
He got up on that the press conference after the game, and he acted like he was Josh Allen. Look at this man with his Kangol, looking like Nino Brown.
New Jack City, baby. I'm my brother's keeper. Yes, I am.
We're all with $3 trillion worth of diamonds on his neck, and he acted like he just went for 400 yards for 3 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. Man, you had one good week passing, and everyone forgets it when he start batting his eyes at you.
That's some hating.
That's damn good television right there. Shout out to Fox for that.
It is entertaining, but it's definitely some hating right there and a weird angle by Mr. Foxworth. Until
Slow News Week, I guess.
Until I seen a conversation between Dominique Foxworth and his wife.
Uh-oh.
And they were talking about Jalen Hurts. And then I started realizing, oh, okay, I see where the hate is coming from.
She planted the seed.
I see where the hate is coming from right here.
It's like that Mark Wahlberg deal.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, this is how Dawson must have felt sitting next to his old lady while watching the movie.
Yeah.
You're ruining the movie for me.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie. Infinite. I'd give it like a 7 out of 10 if you're looking for something.
Listen to Foxworth and his wife talk about Jalen Hurts, and she's gushing. She's 100% gushing, and Foxworth's got to sit there with his.
Yep.
He looks like, you know, the twins, Sylvester Stallone.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah. And.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Arnold. Okay, Foxworth is looking like Danny DeVito right here in this situation. Gosh. It's crazy.
I don't care if anyone else in the world thinks I look nice. My daughters, they're so sweet. Wow. They tell me, like, you look nice. I mean, I want to think I look nice. If Jalen Hurts happened to see
there
me,
we
he
go.
Thought I look nice.
I was wondering, we should put a clock on how long it tells,
so
takes
excited.
To you.
Because like, I'd be like, look at him thinking an old woman looks nice. You know what's interesting about Jalen Hurts? Okay, obviously, I'm not saying he looks old, like, in a bad way.
Oh, my God, you're tiring me, lady.
He looks mature. He does.
He is
so,
mature.
He is, but most importantly, he looks it.
From a football standpoint, people, that's one of the things, most positive things about, well, I think that those are connected. You can't be a mature football player and not be a mature human, and it seems like a lot of decisions he made with the people he surrounds him with are a reflection of him being more mature than most people. You want me to wrap it up so you can talk about how handsome he is?
Wrap it up so I can talk about the fact that he looks mature, which makes me feel like when I see, like quite honestly,
you feel less like a disgusting person.
Shador Sanders and Shiloh Sanders, they're very handsome too, but they look like babies. So I can't look at them and be like, ooh, they're handsome. I can look at Jalen Hurts even though he's
looks
a baby
mature.
Too.
He's not
he
a baby
mature.
Like them.
He's not a baby like them.
He's like 26, 27.
Okay, and I'm 39. Yeah. Like, but yes, if that 26, 27, however old he is, want to think I look nice, but the person I care most about me thinking I look nice is my husband right here.
You look nice.
Oh, good clarification.
Tried to save it.
Wow.
Yep, tried.
Yeah, I see where it comes from. A lot of Googling going on. She has a whole lot of thoughts about it, bro.
Let's talk Jalen Hurts here for a second, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Man, I'm surprised he got that many words in. The tough thing about Hurts is he's super tall, too. It's not like Mark Wahlberg where you can just point out his sure. height. You know,
yeah. he's got to wear high heels.
Yeah. You got nothing. You got nothing. He's rich and tall and strong.
And he can run.
Yeah. He actually might be the most handsome quarterback in the league.
Plus,
right
he's fast.
Think so?
I mean, I'm just trying to go through the Rolodex.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Here. I mean, this
yeah,
is
I'm
more
not
going to
go through the Rolodex. What are we? Yeah, that's Dawson right there. Well, that's the I'll tell you the hot guys.
Gavin, what do you think?
Who's the hottest quarterback in the league right now?
Burrow?
I would. I mean, I'm kind of leaning Hurts.
He's a good looking dude.
I don't think there's that many good looking quarterbacks out there right now. You know?
Man, that's crazy. I'm not going to be on a podcast with my old lady gushing about some other man. That is crazy. We are in some wild times. That is big cuck energy from a man. And I say that respectfully.
I mean, Dak might be top 10, actually.
Yeah, he's usually in that 8 to 12 range.
You know, top 10.
Zach Wilson no longer in the league. You know,
he's back.
Kind of that younger pretty boy thing.
Are we talking about starters or just quarterbacks
in
general?
Starters. Because otherwise, Sam Hartman.
Well, no, I meant to say like the Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah. He's the one that's like the most handsome guy.
He's sitting.
He's model good looks.
Yeah, come on, man.
You're right,
bro. Dante Foxworth has to look in the mirror, knowing he looks nothing like. I don't think his girl's ever gushed about him like that.
Heck
to
no.
another girl, like, oh my god, it's never. I'm pretty
sure. You know, humans are gonna human, and we all have notices that we take, but you don't have to talk about it so much in front of your significant other. It's always awkward.
Hey, I mean, you're telling me everybody else out there just handsome too, and their age, and you said, come on, this is a lot, lady.
Yeah, everybody.
This
is
where this is going.
This is a lot. Yeah, here's some more big weirdo energy. Cam Newton and his magical hats. He says he goes to the strip clubs for men.
What?
Yeah, he goes for men.
Okay.
This is not giving what you think it is giving, Cam. Listen to this.
I never went to a strip club for women. Yeah. I always went to strip clubs for guys. No, didn't. I'm a competitor. I wasn't going to spend no money if I didn't see nobody else spending money. As soon as I seen somebody thinking that they got money, okay, you spending $5, I'm going to spend $6. If you're going to spend $10, I'm going to spend $15. And then we're going to have a rain off.
Yeah, I love it.
So
I said you do that in Onyx.
So that's my whole thing. It's like, I don't go to strip clubs for chicks, even though I want decoration. I was a competitor, still am a competitor, to think like, you think you got it, but you don't got it.
Okay,
Holmes flexing on him. It's a status thing.
Is he going to female strip clubs, but he's going basically to just outspend other dudes?
That's what he's going for all the wrong reasons.
Okay, that's just weird.
Yeah, that's all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for a man that dresses like that, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised anything comes out of Cam Newton's mouth at this point.
No. When he started, I thought he was going to say, I want to go hang out with my guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that's a cool place to hang out.
Team bonding.
No, he's there to compete with guys.
I thought he was going to, like, tallywaggers or something.
Man, go to L.A. Fitness, fam, if you want to go compete with some guys.
Bulgers.
Yeah. Yeah. Go catch a pickup game if you want to compete with some guys. What are you talking about, Cam Newton?
Yeah. Keeping up with the Boneses.
Get on.
It's not giving what you think it is giving, Cam.
That really is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard somebody say.
That's very bizarre, bro. In a place full of naked women, you're paying attention to the guys, bro. What are we doing?
How much is he pulling out? Oh, I'll double that.
Yeah.
I mean, is Cam Newton Teflon? I mean, who has he ever lost in one of these battles?
No. No, he's doing with the commoners. Right. What are you talking about? Can't nobody keep up with that? What, you got 34 million, bro?
No, but I mean, if you got a bunch of, like, big dogs hanging out together all of a sudden. Like, I remember Kevin Hart having a joke where he was like, he was out somewhere. It might have been a strip club. He's spending money. He thinks he's got money. And then all of a sudden, Dwayne Wade showed up and he realized, okay, I don't really have money like that.
That's what Cam did need, a basketball player or a soccer player or a baseball player to fall through. Yeah. 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 Using his money to compensate for his insecurities. I can't believe this, Cam.
He would lose to Darren Sharper, though, wouldn't he? In a club like that?
The Darren Sharper thing.
What are we talking about? What?
Like a Darren Sharper was in that place.
Darren Sharper,
because of his,
was he spending money or was he just?
Well, if he was, he got thrown in jail and stuff. But he seemed like this was the kind of thing he would be in.
Competing with you?
Yeah.
Nah, man, I don't know, bro.
He'd be sneaking.
You gotta watch your drinks. Yeah, you gotta watch your drinks around here. You gotta put
that's what I'm saying.
The paper towel over your drink when you walk off with the napkin over your joint.
Weird stuff like that, you know? Just weird.
It's weird.
I don't know where you're going there, Bronis, but I understand.
I do.
We can't mention Darren Sharper because. You know.
Yeah.
I do remember a cut we played from Cam Newton.
He's a Pro Bowl winning rapist.
Yeah. Super Bowl winner.
But that's what I think.
Super Bowl winning rapist, yeah. Darren Sharper.
He was in those settings.
Turnovers,
so that's,
takeaways.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. But no, remember the clip from Cam a couple of years ago where he was talking about how he wasn't blessed? Maybe he just had to prove, you know, in some way that something he had
to overcompensate.
Yeah.
And he's still shooting at guys instead of trying to, you know, whatever, man. That's kind of weird to me. Ladies night, rapper Glorilla was at the NBA Cup Finals this in Vegas.
Okay.
Now, I'm telling you this because if you're not aware, the streets have been trying to link Glorilla and Dame Lillard for a while now, ever since they popped out together at the NBA All-Star weekend.
When she spoke glowingly about it.
She gushed over him. She sure did. She shot a shot on Twitter. She's in the comments talking about him when it comes up in basketball stuff.
He's her Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So now you're up to speed with it. Well, she was out there, and they ran into her, and they hit her with the, what is this? This or that type of questions?
Okay.
Listen.
Hi, how are ya?
I'm gonna ask you some basketball players. You just tell me which one you think is better, okay?
Okay. Don't be being messy.
Here we go.
Being messy.
Allen Iverson or Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson.
Okay, Magic Johnson or Stephen Curry?
Steph Curry.
All right, Stephen Curry or Dame Lillard?
Why y'all be Steph Curry?
All right, Stephen Curry or KD?
Steph Curry.
Stephen Curry or Kobe?
Kobe.
Kobe or Jordan?
Kobe.
There it is.
Yeah.
Steph Curry. Steph Curry. Why y'all being messy? Steph Curry.
You know she wanted to say Dame, though.
Yeah. I like the way she says music.
Is she a Baltimore girl?
By Mersey. Tennessee.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. What is that? Memphis. She's from Memphis. Some of my favorite people on this planet are from Memphis. I just realized that. Juicy J, Penny Hardaway. I love these people. They're from Memphis. And last one before we get out of here. It is a Thirsty Thursday. Vanilla Ice is back with a brand new invention. He has linked up with a beer company called Export Ultra.
Mm.
Export Ultra. Look like they're out of New Zealand for the Kiwis down there. They're launching a cold callback service for when you put your beers in the freezer and you forget about them.
Okay.
You know, you like, as soon as you get home, you're like, I want a frosty beer real quick. Yeah. And you totally forget about it because you might grab another one and you fall asleep or whatever the case may be, and it explodes in there.
Yeah. We usually put some frosty mugs in there, so it's never really a beer. But anyway.
That's the move right there.
Yeah,
bro.
Put the frosty mugs in that joint. But anyway, here's a little commercial. He's trying to help the people out.
Yo, it's your boy Vanilla Ice. You may remember me from such hits like Ice Ice Baby, or from when I introduced myself about 3 seconds ago. Did you know that in New Zealand, millions of beers explode in freezers every year because people forget about them? Ooh. It's a problem. But yo, I'll solve it. Introducing Export Ultra's Cold Callback Service.
Hey, this your homeboy. Yeah, I'm reminding you at home, boy or girl, because the ice doesn't discriminate, to go get your beer out of the freezer.
Simply put your beers in the freezer, text ICE ICE to 423, then 34 minutes later, I'll call you back.
Hey, you need to check yourself before your beers wreck themselves.
Anytime.
Check, check. Check on your beer.
Anywhere.
Boom, that's the sound of your beer.
If you don't take it out right now. All summer long.
Stay cool, but not frozen. Like chill, but not exploding.
So you can show up before they blow up.
ICE is back with a brand new invention.
It's helping you out there. You're going to have exploding beers in your refrigerator.
Good sense of humor, too.
Which is so disappointing when you open up your refrigerator. You totally forgot you put something in there. You're like, oh, man. Happens with me sometimes. A little Coors Light can't unbust it open or something.
Yeah.
It's been in there for too long.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Sticky.
Yeah. All right. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. My name is Lucius Alexander, and I will holla out here. SGP, let's go.
Salute. There he goes. LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's a chuck wagon. Zachary, what are we looking at?
How the Mavs could make this trade, did Gronk create this nickname, and Gruden's biggest rival. That's next.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.